If you don't get it right, then what happens is the whole factory stops. You know, some parts that are wrong could get through. And the managers are now, they're not relaxing and happy. Now they're all freaked out, trying to figure out what's wrong, what to do about it. And it creates a lot of problems. So I just can't overemphasize the importance of getting it right. And if you get it right the first time, it might cost you $25. If you have one mistake, one error, it could cost you $102.80. Now, you can't sell that thing for more. So what happens here? You made something wrong. It's going to cost you more. And look at this plant, rig offshore. We shipped them, potentially, we shipped them the wrong part. The whole rig is down, 10,000. The customer's all freaked out. Now we're looking at, you know, helicoptering parts and so on. We got to get it right. Can't be any doubt, 100%. I was in Sweden, and I gave a talk over in Sweden, and I went through the plant. I was amazed. You know, a barcode is the same thing as a font. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but a barcode is the same thing as a font. So you could represent anything in a barcode format, and it's a font. So it's a number, whatever it is, the part number. So you could print a barcode out on a document just like you could print out the part number. It's no big deal to do it. So the people would enter orders, and they would be printed out like on a bill of goods or whatever you call it, and they would have the barcode so that people in the factory would barcode the part they're going to take, barcode the piece of paper, make sure they're the same. And then at the end, the person that shipped it all would have the order. They barcode each part, you know, go right down there, so there'd be no mistakes. Everything would have to be exactly correct. And that's, you know, what Federal Express is all about, 100% correct and on time, every time. And that should be our goal. And I've been in working with customers that their goal is a 90%. You know, they want to get to 90%. I mean, come on, you know, it's got to be 100%. That's what our goal should always be, so that we get it right the first time. So if we're not getting it right, we track complaints. We can identify where things are screwing up, and then we've got numbers to deal with, how often it's happening, where we should emphasize our fixes, and get after it so we got 100% accuracy. Okay, let's move over now to the next page, which is page 51. Anticipate customers' needs. If you can learn about your key customers, again, I told you about how the majority of the business comes from a very few numbers of customers. And it's conceivable you could have 50 customers, and that's your entire customer base, and you get 90% of all your business from 50 customers. So we need to know those customers, understand, try to go visit them, see, you know, get look at their websites, check them all out and that sort of thing, and understand more about them, because that can help you in selling them more stuff, upselling them, whatever, and understanding more about those customers. One key piece of information that you can get from a customer is the number of employees. If you talk to them about their business and you're trying to get more information, and you wouldn't ask that right away, but you might ask, you know, their address, their phone number, things like that, and then say one final question: can you tell me how many employees you have? Now, most employees are concerned about telling you how many employees they have because they think, you know, maybe this is proprietary, I don't know. So here's what we do. We ask, can you tell me how many employees you have, Melissa? Is it more than 100? Now, most employees, when they hear that question, you know, they want to be helpful, you know, and you've already worked a little Mitchell Selling Dynamics on them, so, you know, they want to help you, and they want to give you your information. They can understand, you know, you want to know how many employees they have, but they're not sure they can tell you. So they'll say something, oh, heck, we got way more than 100. So you could just put in 1,000. You know, what we want to know is if they have 2 employees, that's one thing. And if they have 1,000 employees, that's another thing. Why is that important to us? Garrett, why is that important?
So we can understand how they operate.
The opportunity for profit dollars for us is going to be a lot greater normally with a company that has 1,000 employees versus a company that has 2 employees. So we want to get some sense of the magnitude of the opportunity, and that's why we ask for the number of people. Okay, we want to develop a checklist. of things we need to ask customers to do a great job. So we're going to make this little checklist. So do we get their email? Do we get their fax number? Do we get the person in the factory? Do we get the maintenance guy? You know, what names do we need? And we get this checklist going, and that can help us. training on the system and auditing. We ought to be audited. I remember as a GE novice or a trainee or whatever, I was working with a guy who was colorblind. And in those days, we were working, everything was done with ink pens, and we were working on what are called Gantt charts, I think is the term for them. I'm not exactly sure anymore, but I think it was Gantt charts, which are these charts that have circles and have critical path on there. And they got, you know, circles and squares and rectangles, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, first thing is, you know, survey the land, you know, is the first thing. Second is, you know, architectural drawings. So you got all these different things all going. And this guy was colorblind.